Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
You know, it's times like this where I love doing a show 5 days a week. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. This is Tuesday, and I've got a jam-packed show. A lot of local stuff to get into, including a new athletic director at St. Apicelli, high school baseball. I'm going to talk about Troup County. I'm going to talk about the upcoming matchups this week. But I have got to start this show talking about the roast of Tom Brady. Wow. I got a lot to say. And I admit, I watched the entire 3-hour roast on Netflix. I'm also going to have my high school football two-a-days as we've got spring practices, a lot of spring games coming up this week as we get ready for high school football in a couple of months. I'm excited about that as well. And everything else that's happening in the world of sports, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the Braves have a day off yesterday. They're taking on the Boston Red Sox today. They've got to get some momentum. Otherwise, they're struggling. And that is an understatement. But let's go ahead, start the show right. This is Richard Holdridge. And just in case you are wondering, because I always like to do this, just to keep my audience fresh, this is episode 839 here on this Tuesday, May the 7th. I hope that you could sit back and enjoy the show. I'm going to start with the roast of Tom Brady. Absolutely hilarious. I mean, if that's your cup of tea, if you're into roast, it didn't get any better than that. That clearly was a beatdown of Tom Brady in every facet of the word. And you had genius comedians like Kevin Hart, Jeff Ross, Nikki Glaser, who completely went below the belt. A lot of the jokes were inappropriate. Obviously, it's a roast on Netflix. A lot of them were a little cringy. But when you have a roast like this, a Netflix special, first of all, Tom Brady with the courage to even do this, and it was 3 hours long, and it was just blow for blow, talking about Giselle, talking about the divorce, talking about Deflategate, Spygate, everything, his relationship with Bill Belichick, his relationship with Robert Kraft, Drew Bledsoe even made an appearance. I thought that was funny. Drew Bledsoe was funny. Rob Gronkowski was funny, Julian Edelman was funny, and Bill Belichick made a special appearance, and I didn't think that Bill Belichick was going to come out, and he had a little sense of humor, laughed it off. I think that Bill Belichick showed his human side, which I think that he's going to get an NFL coaching job next year. I think that Bill Belichick taking a year off and lightening up and getting into broadcasting, he is going to be on the Manning cast for Monday Night Football. I think that Bill Belichick is showing his human side and making fun of himself and laughing it off. I mean, Kim Kardashian made an OJ joke. I mean, there were a couple of Aaron Hernandez jokes that were a little cringy, might have been over the top. I think Tom Brady had to whisper in Jeffrey Ross's ear about making a massage joke to Robert Kraft. I mean, but this was just brutal for Tom Brady, who really deserved it. Even though he is the greatest quarterback of all time, he is very easy to make fun of and to make fun of himself. And he had a lot of courage to actually take all the punches that was thrown his way. It was absolutely funny. This is what everybody in the sports world is talking about. They talked about it yesterday. This was incredible. It was just a huge success. It was on Netflix Sunday night live. You had Ben Affleck. Now, I mean, some of the jokes were a little raunchy and cringeworthy. I think that Nikki Glaser kind of took it a little too far. I mean, this is not something that I would recommend you show to your kids. I mean, it's a roast on Netflix. It used to be a roast on Comedy Central where there was no out of bounds. I mean, they've roasted athletes before. They've roasted Peyton Manning. I think the next athlete they roast is LeBron James. I honestly do. And if you're going to have a roast of LeBron James, you've got to include James Jones. Because I look at what Julian Edelman, riding the coattails of Tom Brady, James Jones was the same way with LeBron James. Look at how many championships James Jones won because he followed LeBron. Or you could actually factor in J.R. Smith too. But I think that that's the next big athlete. But probably until he retires, we probably need to have another roast because this was a huge success. The roast of Tom Brady was an absolute home run. It was incredible. It was 3 hours long. It was a very long roast, but the jokes were very funny. And Kevin Hart did an amazing job as the host. And of course, Jeffrey Ross is just about in every single roast since the last 20 years. I've watched these things on Comedy Central. They're funny. This was absolutely funny. You had Julian Edelman there, Drew Bledsoe, Rob Gronkowski, Randy Moss, most of Tom Brady's teammates from that core group from the Patriots dynasty. And I got to admit, I have not watched the 10-part Dynasty on Apple TV for the New England Patriots. I got to go watch that. I think there's a lot of things that you miss about the Patriot way and no days off and doing your job. You just have players in that Patriot dynasty that's just built different, like a James White. James White would not work on any other team but the New England Patriots. And briefly, I know he only had like a one-hit wonder in the Super Bowl, Malcolm Mitchell. I mean, how big was Malcolm Mitchell in that Super Bowl making huge catches? And I don't remember a time that Julian Edelman ever played for a team other than New England or played for a coach other than Bill Belichick. The Patriot way, the dynasty, Brady, Belichick, Robert Kraft, it was great to see all of them reconcile. That 20-year dynasty is sad the way it ended. The Patriots are not recovering, but Tom Brady can enjoy retirement. Enjoy broadcasting. I think he's going to be a star in the broadcast booth at Fox. It's going to be great. I do think that the big loser in the roast of Tom Brady was Gisele Bündchen. They really, really took shots at her, and she wasn't there to defend her. Kim Kardashian made an appearance as well. I mean, that was a little funny. There are some funny moments there. And there were some moments that were cringe as well. But yeah, this is what people are talking about. And, you know, I'm going to talk the first 8 minutes talking about the roast of Tom Brady because this was absolutely incredible. But I highly recommend if you get easily offended by raunchiness or cuss words, I'm not recommending you watch it. I did watch it, unfortunately. I am a sports fan. A lot of the jokes were funny. I kind of watched it with kind of a different perspective. I mean, it's not something I would recommend if you're not into that stuff. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the next big news story that happened yesterday in the Columbus area. And I was actually looking at it on my phone. The St. Apicelli Vikings had a press conference for their new athletic director. And by the way, Viking TV was there. And also, big props to Georgia Alabama Sports Live for making the press conference. I got to say, that even though I have a full-time job and I wasn't able to make it, Thrift Behringer and Chris Gates was there on the scene to welcome the new athletic director and head basketball coach of the boys varsity basketball team of St. Ampicelli, Calvin Thomas. And I'm excited to see what Calvin Thomas is about to do, taking over the realm for the AD coach Corey Black, who really built a powerhouse at Pacelli, not just for the basketball team, but winning a state championship for football, girls flag football, wrestling, esports, you name it. Pacelli has got multiple championships, soccer. It's incredible what Coach Black has done. And now you got a guy that has played under Coach Black, Calvin Thomas, who was the athletic director at Stewart County over there in Lumpkin, and he is coming in. He went to Eufaula High. He was actually featured on Sports Visions, and hopefully, and we are hoping to get him on Georgia Alabama Sports Live for an interview in the near future. So good luck to the new athletic director of St. Ampicelli, Coach Calvin Thomas, and I know he's going to do well. All right, I do have my high school baseball update here on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We do have one team in the Chattahoochee Valley that is in action. How about the Troup County Tigers? They win the first game over Holy Innocents Episcopal in the quarterfinals of the GHSA state playoffs. And they end up winning the game 7-4. Holy Innocents came back and they won game 2. And so today at 4:30 up in Atlanta, there will be a winner-take-all game 3 for the right to go to the Final Four for the 4A GHSA state playoffs. Starting Wednesday at Patterson Field in Montgomery, Alabama, it is the AISA state baseball tournament. Let's start with Class A. Wilcox is taking on Lowndes May the 7th, starting at 3 p.m. Game 2 will follow shortly afterwards. May 8th, there will be a Game 3 if necessary. Class 2, May the 7th at 10 o'clock in the morning. We've got the Chiefs from Lakeside School out of Eufaula taking on Edgewood Academy, and that is going to be 10 o'clock in the morning, May the 7th. And then the Class 3A Championship at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's Lee Scott and Glenwood. Game 2 will follow shortly after a Game 3, if necessary, on May the 9th. We will have those games on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And then on Wednesday, we've got the Central Red Devils taking on the Auburn Tigers at Darnell Nelson Field, 5:30 first pitch. Games 1 and 2 will be on Wednesday, and a Game 3, if necessary, on Thursday. These games will be broadcasted on the NFHS Network. So one of the reasons why that we don't live stream the GHSA or the AHSAA baseball playoffs is because they're live streamed on the NFHS Network and they have the broadcasting rights. They have the exclusive broadcasting rights, but do they even have baseball announcers? I'm curious to see if there is anybody out there that is calling these games. Most of the time I click on a game on the NFHS Network and there's no announcers. Well, I've expressed interest in being an announcer, working for free. If there is a game in a championship that does not have any announcers, I'm willing to come and be an announcer for the NFHS Network. I've already applied to be an announcer for the NFHS Network, still working for Georgia Alabama Sports Live, but sometimes when you get deep into the playoffs and Georgia Alabama Sports Live can only do the AISA and even the gaps, because the GIAA has GIAA TV. Thrift Behringer is going to be calling that next week in Macon. And that leads to my next announcement. I am privileged to announce that I will be calling the soccer championships for the GIAA at Stratford Academy in Macon, Georgia on Saturday, May the 11th for Class 2A and 3A. I won't be able to call the 4A on Friday because I'll be calling Calvary Christian King's Academy with Thrift Behringer at Milton High School on Friday for Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, but I am privileged to have this opportunity. I want to thank Brett Taylor, Jeremy Hayes, and Thrift Behringer for not only recommending me, but giving me this opportunity for work for the GIAA TV. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. And having that experience of calling soccer for the Columbus Rapids has really helped me branch out and call other sporting events. And I'm just excited just to be a part of the GIAA once again. Here's the latest baseball bracket for the GHSA. As 7A, we've got Grayson and Walton in a winner-take-all Game 3 that's happening today for the right to go to the Final Four. Buford ends up getting by Brookwood. They are in the Final Four. Lowndes is in the Final Four after sweeping South Forsyth. And North Paulding is in the Final Four. 6A, the defending champions, Houston County, was able to have no problem over Lassiter. They are in the Final Four where they will take on Pope. This game will be on the road because the coin flip has the home team at the bottom of the bracket. How about Etowah? Woodstock, Georgia is got to be celebrating, especially with Etowah getting the road victory in Tifton against Tift County. And then Marist and Blessed Trinity will play in a winner-take-all Game 3 later today. Kell, they end up defeating Greenbrier in the winner-take-all Game 3-2. They punch their ticket to the Final Four, where they will take on Loganville. These games will start on May the 10th. Cartersville is taking on Ware County in the Final Four. Let's go to 4A. Already talked about Troop and Holy Innocents Episcopal, as they are in a winner-take-all Game 3 later today. They will await the winner of Cherokee Bluff, who ended up defeating Wayne County. Over on the other side of the bracket, the two-time 4A champion North Oconee Titans got by Perry, and they will face Stars Mill as the semifinal games will take place on May the 11th. May the 13th is that day where it's a best of Game 3 if necessary. And remember, the championship being held on May the 17th and 18th at the Rome Emperor's Avent Health Stadium in Rome, Georgia. 3A, as we've got Mary Persons in the Final Four taking on Calvary Day on May the 10th. Oconee County, they are taking on Harlem in the Final Four. These games are on May the 10th. 2A, Mount Perrin Christian, they are going to be taking on Appling County. North Cobb Christian is taking on Rockmart. These games start on May the 11th. Class A Division II, Charlton County, they are taking on Lake Oconee Academy. Lanier County was able to salvage games 2 and 3 over Schley County. Schley County ended up winning Game 1, and Lanier County ends up defeating Schley County on the road, where they will go on the road once again to take on Bowdoin. And then finally, Class A Division 1, Prince Avenue Christian is going to be taking on Crawford County. The Kings Ridge is going to be taking on Tallulah Falls. That is the GHSA bracket. I tell you, we've covered so much stuff here on the Sports Beat. Why don't we take a break? Let's go pay some bills. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the NBA playoffs, as we had Game 2 between the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Game 1 between the Pacers and the Knicks. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that you are enjoying this Tuesday, as there are a lot of sporting events to cover here once again on the show. I do not have a guest. I'm going the full hour talking about everything in the world of the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. The Braves had the night off today, taking on the Boston Red Sox earlier this afternoon. We're going to start with the NBA. I'm going to start with the first game. Knicks, Pacers, rivalry renewed. I loved when the Pacers played the Knicks in the 90s. Reggie Miller, the Garden, Spike Lee. It was absolutely incredible. The Knicks, Jalen Brunson. What can I say? He is becoming a superstar. His fourth straight 40-point game. He had 43 points, and the Pacers were winning most of the game, and the Knicks were able to come from behind to get the 121-117 victory. I'm a believer in what the Knicks are doing. If they could reach the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't really care about them making it to the NBA Finals, because once Julius Randle was lost for the season, I counted them out as a championship contender. I'm just excited for the Knicks that they're looking like they could reach the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know how they would fare against Boston. Probably would lose. I don't think they would get swept. But good start defeating the Pacers. And we'll see what happens in game two. I mean, it was a good game. Don't get me wrong. Pascal Siakam with 19 points. Tyrese Haliburton was just a no-show. 6 points. Didn't really do much on the offensive side of the ball, but Miles Turner did lead the Pacers with 23 points. Jalen Brunson, what can you say about what he has done with 43 points? Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo. That trio of Villanova players have really made a huge impact for the Knicks, and they're buying into Tom Thibodeau's system. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Timberwolves take a commanding 2-0 series lead against the Denver Nuggets. What's impressive about what the T-Wolves are doing is they have beaten the Nuggets twice on the road. 106-80, this was a convincing win. And this was something I expected. The number one defensive team in the league had a game plan to shut down Denver, as Jamal Murray could not get anything going. 3 of 18, that is a defensive effort. Nikola Jokic didn't have a great game either. Aaron Gordon with 20 points. KCP was a non-factor. And Denver only put up 80 points. This was an incredible effort by Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards. Remember, they were playing without Rudy Gobert, who missed the game because of the birth of his child. I'm going to come out and say it. I think that the Timberwolves not only win the series, they probably sweep the Denver Nuggets to reach the Western Conference Finals. And now the Timberwolves are my finals pick. I think it's going to be the Celtics and the Timberwolves in the NBA Finals. What the Timberwolves are doing is absolutely incredible. Anthony Edwards is the next big superstar in this league. And it would not shock me that maybe the Timberwolves, who have not really had experience in the playoffs, usually teams in the NBA that win championships have experience in the playoffs, and they have a plateau where they get over the hump. They have a core group of players, like the Denver Nuggets last year, a core group of players that don't quite get over the hump. But what you are seeing with the Timberwolves is just a very good defensive team with a superstar, and you've got size in the middle with Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns. I think this is a recipe for the Timberwolves to go on an incredible run and possibly win a title. If that happens, Anthony Edwards is on track to become one of the greats because he would have a championship. How fitting would that be? They're going back to Minnesota up 2-0. I think it's a done deal. I think the Timberwolves end up beating the Nuggets. In game one, I thought this was going to go seven games. I thought that the Denver Nuggets were going to make the adjustments in game two. Denver didn't even show up for game two. And Minnesota punched them in the mouth. And they've got a lot of confidence going back to Minnesota up 2-0. NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins, after having a long, excruciating seven-game series with the Toronto Maple Leafs, defeat the Florida Panthers in the second round of the NHL playoffs 5-1, as Swayman, he was standing on his head with 38 saves. Wow. Unbelievable. Today, we got the Carolina Hurricanes. They trail 1-0 over the New York Rangers. The Colorado Avalanche are taking on the Dallas Stars. And then on Wednesday, the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Vancouver Canucks. So if I was going to pick a Stanley Cup final, I think it's going to be the Boston Bruins and the Dallas Stars. Now, the Stanley Cup final that I would love to see the New York Rangers in this Stanley Cup final. Maybe against a historic team like the Edmonton Oilers. I like seeing star power. Connor McDavid in a Stanley Cup final. That would be pretty cool. Hey, Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves, they're back at home just for a brief period, taking on the Boston Red Sox at Truist Park. They have lost three straight games. They have been 1-5 in their last road trip. Still no Sean Murphy. He is still on the injured list. Pierce Johnson goes on the injured list. And the Atlanta Braves have got to figure this out. Taking on the Boston Red Sox team later today. And the pitching matchups we got. They got their number five starter, Ronaldo Lopez. Right now, having a good season, 2-1 with a 1.5 ERA. Taking on another good pitcher, Cutter Crawford. And so that's going to be 7:20 p.m. It is the Red Sox and the Braves. If you want to see this game, I have no idea how to get this game. With the whole dispute with Bally Sports and Comcast, and every time the Braves are on the MLB TV or ESPN, their games are always blacked out. It is so frustrating when you are a Braves fan. My suggestion, you get the MLB app and you get to see highlights. You'll have to see an ad first. I think that that's really the only way that you can see the Braves is through highlights on the MLB app. I'm not kidding. It is very difficult to even watch Braves games because of the whole Bally and Comcast dispute. I've got YouTube TV, and I don't know how to get Braves games. The scores in the MLB last night, the Phillies ended up defeating the Giants 6-1. It looks like the Phillies are running away with this division right now. The Braves have got to find a way to respond because they are now three games back from the Phillies. The Phillies have won six straight. With these recent struggles by the Braves, the Phillies were able to take advantage, and Bryce Harper is starting to play like Bryce Harper. The Dodgers, winners of five straight, the Dodgers ended up beating the Marlins, and they don't even have Walker Buehler. He's trying to come back from an injury. The Rangers ended up beating the A's 4-2. The Rays, they beat the White Sox 8-2. The Chicago White Sox, 8-27. They are the worst team in Major League Baseball. The Colorado Rockies are not too far behind, right, from the White Sox. They are 8-26. That is just a sad sight to see, because I thought there was a lot more even playing field in Major League Baseball. Hey, we got WNBA preseason going all the way up until May the 11th. The season opens May the 14th as the Indiana Fever are taking on the Connecticut Sun at 7:30 on Tuesday on ESPN2. You got the Phoenix Mercury taking on the defending two-time WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces. And I think that the WNBA needs to market itself a lot better. You have got star power with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. These games, even the preseason games, need to be televised so we can see a preview of what's to come. Hey, the Atlanta Dream, they win their preseason game 87-84. And one thing about the Atlanta Dream, they have the overall number one pick from the 2022 WNBA draft, Ryan Howard. They've got a star too. And I can't wait until the Indiana Fever or the Chicago Sky come into town. I know the ticket prices are going to be very high. A little too high for my wallet. All right, let's go ahead and switch gears to local sports in the Chattahoochee Valley. The Columbus State Lady Cougars softball team know who they are going to play in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They are the number 6 seed. They are going to take on Francis Marion, the number 3 seed. This is in the Southeast region, as these games will be played up in Dahlonega, as this side of the bracket is hosted by North Georgia College. Let's throw it back to the NBA. Congratulations to Victor Wembanyama, who was named NBA Rookie of the Year. He was a unanimous selectee, and he played for the San Antonio Spurs. It was just a perfect marriage, the Spurs and the system under Greg Popovich. He does beat out Chet Holmgren, who I thought that Chet Holmgren was going to get some votes away from Wemby, because he did come back from that injury and led the Oklahoma City Thunder to the overall number one seed. But Victor Wembanyama, he averaged 21.4 points a game, 10.6 rebounds, 3.9 assists. He shot 46.5% from the field. There was really no question that Wemby had an incredible year. Just the Spurs didn't really contend for the playoffs. That just tells you how far apart the Spurs are with the rest of the league. And even though it's all about the system, it's all about Greg Popovich, well, you got to evolve. You really do. The days of the Spurs winning 5 championships, and by the way, they did get a lot of breaks in some of those championships. The West is stacked. It is going to be very hard with Anthony Edwards at Minnesota. You've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at OKC. These stars aren't going anywhere anytime soon. And so the Spurs have to find a way to get some wing defenders and some three-point shooters if they want to get back to their championship ways. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a break here on the show. And when we come back, I'm going to have my two-a-days as I'm featuring Hardaway and Kendrick, as I'm going to recap the 2023 season, talk about some of the key players that could be returning for the fall, and I'm going to go over that schedule because the GHSA schedule is already out, and we've got some very good matchups between all these local schools in Columbus. And my big thing, a lot of Thursday night games. My big question is, are they going to reopen A.J. McClung Memorial Stadium? Because I think with all these local games on Thursday night and on Friday night, you need to have three football stadiums in Columbus. So you don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we'll be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Welcome back here to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Final segment before I get you out of here. It is my two-a-days for high school football, and the two schools that I'm featuring today are the Hardaway Hawks and the Kendrick Cherokees. Both schools out of Columbus have had history of success on the gridiron. Kendrick winning a state championship back in 1992. One of their best players to ever put on a Kendrick Cherokee uniform was Del McGee, who's now the head football coach at Georgia State. And Kendrick falling on some tough times. They have a new head football coach, Emmanuel Brown, who takes over for Coach Robert Martin. And Kendrick, a team that went 3-7 last year. They're looking to improve off that mark. We called that game last season against Spencer on Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and I wanted to make sure to give Kendrick love. The Bakari Littles was a phenomenal player. Kiarius Collier, they had some pretty good players last season. But you look at this roster, it is an overload of different players that are going to be featured under new head coach Emmanuel Brown, who comes over. He is a Kendrick alum. He graduated in 2014. He is a young coach. He played at Albany State. He's got 4 years of coaching experience. And, you know, it's got to start with your leading receivers who should be coming back this year. Salathiel Hill, Jeremiah Stroud, and Tristan Mitchell. I mean, that's not bad. I mean, you lose your leading rusher, Kiarius Collier, but I think that Tristan Mitchell is going to come back. He's going to have a pretty good season. Corey Baker, he led the team with 2 interceptions last year. They do lose their quarterback, Evan Allison. But last year, 3-7, we saw them beat Heritage. We saw them beat Central of Macon. And then they beat Jordan to close out the season. I mean, it was not the season they were hoping for. I mean, they were really hoping to get off to that hot start, but if you look at the 2024 season, and they're in a new region with most of the Columbus schools minus Northside and Sumter County, and so they will open the season on the road in Marietta, taking on the Walker School. Then on the road on August the 23rd, taking on Best Academy out of Atlanta. At Otis Spencer Stadium on a Thursday night on the 29th of August, taking on Crawford County. And then they will be in Americus, Georgia after a bye on September 13th, taking on Sumter County. Taking on the Hardaway Hawks on September the 20th, a new region opponent. And then a Thursday night game at Otis Spencer Stadium, taking on the Spencer Green Wave. Friday, October the 4th, taking on the Jordan Red Jackets. October the 11th, at home, taking on the Columbus Blue Devils. October the 18th, taking on the Shaw Raiders. And then closing out the season, taking on the Carver Tigers. Remember, it's a new region. Region 1 and 2A. It's going to be a lot of fun. And let's talk about their other opponent in the region that is looking to have a bounce back year after not winning a single game last year, the Hardaway Hawks. And let me tell you something. They had a brutal schedule. I am not kidding. This schedule looked like something that was put together to be battle-tested to get ready for region play. Because when you think of Hardaway, you think of a team that makes the playoffs. I mean, that team that had Mikel Williams back in 2021 went 6-5. And then that team that lost Mikel Williams to Georgia, you know, they had some tough times. And they went 2-8. The team last season didn't win a single game under new head football coach Ryan McKenzie. And it was because of the gauntlet of a schedule. They lost to Carver, Troup County, Northside, Harris County, Peach County. These were all playoff teams. Not to mention, when they got into region play, you're taking on Cairo, Westover, Bainbridge. These are all playoff teams. They did lose to Noonan. They did not win a single game last season, but the future is bright with the Hardaway Hawks because freshman Bobby Gary comes back for his sophomore season. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Bobby Gary does. Their leading receiver, William Little, should be back as well. Mikhail Benton, who is the younger sibling of Makai Benton, he is coming back, and he is the leading rusher. Dakobe Henry, he is also going to be one of the key leaders for the Hardaway Hawks and Coach McKenzie. So let's take a look at that schedule for the 2024 season for the Hardaway Hawks, led by their athletic director, Coach Kendall Mills. And we appreciate everything that Coach Kendall Mills has done for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Let's go ahead and dive right into that schedule. On the 16th of August, they are on the road taking on Jackson. At home on a Thursday night, I don't know if this is going to be at A.J. McClung or Otis Spencer Stadium. Hardaway is kind of in limbo when it comes to a home field. They could play at Kinnett. They could play at Otis Spencer. More than likely, if A.J. McClung is open for business, they'll probably play that game at A.J. McClung. They are home against Washington out of Atlanta. On the 30th of August, they are on the road taking on the Greenville Patriots. A Thursday night game on September the 12th, taking on the Shaw Raiders. That's going to be at Kinnett Stadium. And then they're going to be home taking on the Kendrick Cherokees on the 20th of September, and that's going to be at Otis Spencer Stadium. Taking on the Carver Tigers on the 27th of September. And this is finally a region game. They've played Carver the last two seasons to open the season, and it was a non-region game. Taking on the Columbus Blue Devils on the 11th of October at Otis Spencer Stadium on Thursday night. A lot of Thursday night games in Columbus. I know that I'm keeping an eye on that because we're going to be calling a lot of games on Georgia Alabama Sports Live on Thursdays and on Fridays. They're taking on the Jordan Red Jackets on October the 17th in Americus. And we'll probably be traveling to Americus as well as they are taking on Sumter County. And then on Halloween, taking on the Spencer Green Wave on Thursday while everybody's out there trick-or-treating. the Hardaway Hawks are going to be taking on the Spencer Green Wave. I promise if we're calling that game on Georgia Alabama Sports Live, I will probably be wearing a costume. Maybe a costume of a famous announcer or something. Anyway, those are my 2-a-days for Tuesday, as we got two for Tuesday. That's actually not what I'm calling it. And so here's what we got going on for tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about the LaGrange Grangers and the Opelika Bulldogs. You don't want to miss it as my 2-a-days continue here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. So many of you know I do this podcast on WQEE Mondays through Fridays from 2 to 3. But if you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, you also get my bonus content. So I put out a show early Saturday morning. It was Star Wars Day, May the 4th. Kind of felt like I had to do a show just to honor Star Wars Day because that's usually what I do on this show. Anytime May the 4th comes out during the week, I will give like some Star Wars references and I'll talk about some Star Wars quotes and then the movie and I get all excited about it. And that's what I did on Saturday. And I went about 30 minutes. There were some things I had to get off my chest. There were some things that I wasn't very comfortable putting on the radio because sometimes it's okay to express your opinion, give that bonus content, and just talking about some of the things that are happening. And really, that's what Saturday's show was. But you can only get it if you subscribe to the podcast. That episode is not going to air on WQEE. So what you got to do, pull out your phone. Don't do it if you're driving. But if you have an iPhone, go to the Apple Store, type in the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. You should see my lovely face and the Sports Beat logo on the album cover. Hit that subscribe button. And if you can, leave a 5-star review because that helps with the algorithm. That 5-star review allows me to produce more content. I've had over 830 episodes. I've been doing this podcast for 4 years now. And I'm trying to grow my audience, not only on the radio station, but also with the subscribers on Apple Podcasts. But let's say you have an Android and you don't have Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to the channel on iHeartRadio or Spotify, any one of those podcast platforms. I know that I have the data. A lot of people have iPhones and they do listen to the show. And I'm also found on Facebook Live. If you like the Facebook page, you'll get all the content from my live shows on Facebook Live. So go ahead and do that now. And every sports fan has an opinion, and I cherish that opinion. You don't have to be a professional broadcaster to be passionate about sports. If you want to be a guest on the show, just message me. There are a lot of sports fans out there that would love to share their opinion, and I'd love to have you on the show. Well, that is all the time I have here on the show. I do want to thank all my listeners who have faithfully downloaded the podcast, subscribed to the YouTube channel, liked me on Facebook, the X, and Instagram. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'm not going to have a show tomorrow because Thrip Behringer and I will have a Georgia-Alabama sports live show where we're going to feature all the baseball coaches that are still left in the playoffs. And then, you know, that show's probably going to go maybe 2 hours. And so Wednesday and Thursday show is going to be focused on high school baseball. And then we're going to have another show on Friday just recapping everything that happened in high school baseball and previewing the upcoming weekend for sports. So stay tuned for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterback. That's coming up next here on WQEE. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worm's soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Hey everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing, actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org. S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.